Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us! You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 39, The Kirtland Temple is Dedicated, January to March 1836. The Lord had commanded the saints to build a temple in Kirtland. The saints were poor, but they sacrificed and worked hard to build the temple. They had faith that the Lord would help them do what He had asked them to do. When the temple was nearly finished, some of the leaders of the church held a meeting there. At the meeting, Joseph Smith's father blessed the leaders of the church. Joseph's father was the patriarch of the church. Then Joseph Smith had a wonderful vision in which he saw the celestial kingdom of heaven. The celestial kingdom is where God lives. Joseph saw how beautiful the celestial kingdom is. He saw Heavenly Father in Jesus. He also saw his brother Alvin, who had died. Joseph was surprised to see Alvin in the celestial kingdom because Alvin had not been baptized before he died. Jesus explained that many people did not know about the gospel when they lived on earth. Some of these people, like Alvin, lived at times when the true gospel of Jesus Christ was not on the earth. Some of them lived in areas where missionaries were not able to teach them. Some of these people would have believed the gospel and been baptized if they had known about it when they lived on earth. These people will go to the celestial kingdom. In this vision, Joseph also learned about children who die before they are 8 years old. Jesus said these children will go to the celestial kingdom. At last, the Kirtland Temple was finished and ready to be dedicated. That means the temple would be given to the Lord and used only for His work. The saints had a special meeting to dedicate the temple. Many saints came to the meeting. They were very happy to have the temple. They sang and prayed to Heavenly Father. They promised to follow the prophet Joseph Smith and other church leaders. Joseph Smith offered a special prayer to dedicate the temple. After the prayer, the temple was a sacred building. It was the house of the Lord. Angels were in the Kirtland Temple that day. The Holy Ghost was with the saints. It was a wonderful day. Last time we also read chapter 40, Visions in the Kirtland Temple, April 1836. 1 week after the Kirtland Temple was dedicated, the saints held another meeting there. The apostles blessed the sacrament, and Joseph Smith and his counselors passed the sacrament to the saints. Then Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery went to a place by themselves in the temple, where they knelt down and prayed. After their prayer, they received a wonderful vision. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. His eyes were bright like fire. His hair was white as snow, and his face was brighter than the sun. Jesus told Joseph and Oliver many wonderful things. He told them to be happy because their sins were forgiven. He was pleased with the temple and said the saints who built it should be happy. He accepted the temple as his holy house. Jesus said he would come to the temple often, but if the people did not keep the temple holy, he would not come. Then Joseph and Oliver saw Moses in the temple. Moses was a prophet who lived long ago. He returned to earth to restore special priesthood power to Joseph and Oliver. This power would help the children of Israel be gathered into the church from all parts of the earth. This power also gives the prophet authority to send missionaries to preach the gospel throughout the world. Next, Joseph and Oliver saw Elias. Elias restored to them special priesthood power that had been given to Abraham. Abraham was also a prophet who lived long ago. With this power, the saints could have the same special blessings that God had promised to Abraham. Then Joseph and Oliver saw Elijah, another prophet who lived long ago. Elijah restored to them special priesthood power to help righteous families. This power makes it possible for families to be sealed together in the temple so they can live together forever. Children at home, please read along with us today as we read Chapter 41 of Doctrine and Covenants Stories, Trouble in Kirtland, 1837 to 1838.
The saints in Kirtland, Ohio were happy. The Lord blessed them.
Some elders left Kirtland and went to teach the gospel in other areas. Many people listened to the elders and joined the church.
Then trouble started in Kirtland. Joseph Smith and other church leaders started a bank where many saints kept their money.
Some of the saints wanted to get a lot of money. One man who worked at the bank was not honest. He stole some money.
Joseph Smith told other men to take good care of the money, but the bank continued to have problems.
Soon it had to be closed because all the money was gone.
This was a hard time for many banks in the United States, and many others were also closed.
Many of the saints were angry because they couldn't get their money back.
Some of them said it was Joseph Smith's fault that the bank closed.
Some of Joseph's best friends said bad things about him. Some people even wanted to kill him. Some leaders of the church were angry, too.
Some of them didn't want to be members of the church anymore. A few of them became enemies of the church.
Other church leaders loved Joseph and helped him. Brigham Young was one of the good leaders.
He told the saints that he knew Joseph was a prophet of God.
Some people were mad at Brigham Young for supporting the prophet, and he had to leave Kirtland so they could not hurt him.
The enemies of the church made a lot of trouble in Kirtland.
They stole things from the saints and damaged their homes.
They also hurt the saints and threatened to kill some of them.
Some elders of the church held meetings in the Kirtland Temple where they criticized Joseph Smith and talked about replacing him with a new leader.
Later, some people used guns and knives to try and take over the temple.
It soon became unsafe for Joseph to stay in Kirtland, so he left in January 1838 and went to Missouri.
Because of continued persecution in Kirtland, church leaders began making plans for the saints to leave.
In July 1838, more than 500 church members left Kirtland.
In October, after a hard journey of nearly 1,000 miles, they arrived in far west Missouri.
Joseph Smith and many other church members were living there.
Let's talk about it. What started the trouble at Kirtland? Maggie?
Some angry church members were causing it.
That's right. Tommy?
A dishonest man at the bank.
When the bank closed, many of the saints lost their money. How did these saints feel? Landon?
Very angry.
Very angry, I would agree. Abigail?
Discouraged and angry with Joseph Smith.
Who did some of them blame for the closure of the bank and the loss of their money? Annalise?
Joseph Smith.
What about Joseph's best friends? How did some of them begin to treat Joseph? Abigail?
Some of them said mean things and wanted to kill him.
That's right. Tommy?
Joseph's friends, they said bad things about him.
That's right. Maggie?
They started treating him badly and unkindly.
What happened to some of the leaders of the church who became angry too? Canon?
They left the church.
That's right. Who was one of the church leaders that loved and supported Joseph Smith? Annalise?
Brigham Young.
Exactly. And what did Brigham Young do that showed his support of Joseph? Tommy?
Brigham Young told the people Joseph was a prophet of God.
Great. Abigail?
He told everyone that he knew Joseph Smith was a prophet of God.
Why did Brigham Young have to leave Kirtland? Maggie?
He had to leave because people were being mean to him since he supported Joseph.
That's right. And what did the enemies of the church in Kirtland do? Landon?
They stole from the saints, damaged their homes, hurt them, and threatened to kill some of them.
And Annalise?
They stole many things and hurt many people and tried to kill some of them.
Why did Joseph leave Kirtland? Canon?
He left because it was unsafe.
And where did he go to, Tommy?
Missouri.
Why did 500 church members leave Kirtland? Abigail?
Because they were being hurt and persecuted.
Exactly. Maggie?
500 church members left Kirtland because there were some angry mob members who were enemies of the church that were hurting them.
Okay. And where did the members who left Kirtland go? Annalise?
Far west Missouri.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. We just read about the persecution of the saints in Kirtland and their moving to Far West Missouri. The next chapter begins with Joseph's journey from Kirtland to Far West. Please read along with us in Chapter 42, Far West Missouri, January to July 1838.
Joseph Smith left Kirtland, Ohio, because some people there were trying to kill him.
It was winter and very cold. Joseph's enemies followed him carrying knives and guns.
Joseph had to hide. The Lord protected him so his enemies could not find him.
One night, he even stayed in the same house as his enemies, who did not know that he was there.
Another time, Joseph's enemies did not recognize him when they passed him on the street.
Joseph traveled nearly 1,000 miles to far west Missouri.
The saints in Missouri were building this town after being forced to leave other parts of the state. They were happy to see the prophet.
Some church leaders in Missouri were not obeying the commandments. Some of them tried to get too much money.
Sometimes they were angry with each other and disagreed about how to lead the saints.
Some of them were even angry at Joseph Smith.
Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, and other people were excommunicated.
This means their membership in the church was taken away.
Joseph was sad because these men had been his friends.
Other men were chosen to lead the church in Far West. Soon the church began to prosper again in the area.
In May 1838, the prophet and his friends were looking for other places for the saints to build towns.
One day, they came to a special place, which Jesus said was named Adam Ondi Amen.
Jesus had talked with Adam there. Adam had brought his family together there and blessed them before he died.
Someday, Jesus and Adam and other righteous people will meet there again.
Let's talk about it. Why did Joseph leave Kirtland, Ohio? Abigail.
He left because some people there were trying to kill him.
That's right. Canon?
Because it was unsafe.
What were some of the ways the Lord protected Joseph as he traveled to Far West Missouri? Tommy?
Joseph stayed in the same house as his enemies.
Very nice. Maggie, what were some of the ways the Lord protected Joseph as he traveled to Far West Missouri?
The Lord protected Joseph by not letting the mob find him.
Good. Landon?
Enemies did not recognize him when passing him on the streets.
That's right. When Joseph got to Far West Missouri, how did the saints receive him? Abigail.
They were happy to see him.
That's right. How were some of the church leaders in Missouri not obeying the commandments? Canon?
They wanted too much money.
They wanted too much money? Maggie?
They were fighting and arguing with each other.
That's right. And who were some of the church leaders that were excommunicated because of their disobedience? Tommy.
Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer.
What does it mean when someone is excommunicated from the church? Annalise?
They are no longer members of the church.
Landon?
That their membership is taken away.
That's right. And how did Joseph feel when these men were excommunicated? Tommy.
Very sad.
That's right, Maggie.
Joseph was very sad because the people who were excommunicated were his friends.
That's right. While the prophet Joseph and his friends were looking for places for the saints to build towns, they came to a place that Jesus said was special. What did Jesus say was the name of the special place? Canon.
Adam Ondi Amen.
What events occurred long ago at Adam Ondi Amen? Landon.
Jesus talked with Adam there.
That's right. Annalise?
Before Adam died, he brought his family there and blessed them.
Who was Adam? Abigail?
The first man on earth, and Adam lived in the Garden of Eden with Eve.
Okay. What future event will take place at Adam Ondi Amen? Maggie?
The Lord and other important people will meet there again and have an important meeting.
Once again, we see that even though the saints suffered many trials and persecutions, the Lord blessed and watched over them as they kept the commandments. I know that Jesus will come again someday, and he will come to Adam Ondi Amen along with the ancient prophet Adam. We should look forward to that time and prepare ourselves to be worthy to be there when he comes.
But I try to listen. the still small voice whispers, love one another as Jesus loves you. Try to show kindness in all that you do. Be gentle and loving in deed and in thought. For these are the things Jesus taught. I'm trying to love my neighbor.
Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 43, Jesus Christ Names His Church, April 1838, and Chapter 44, Tithing, July 1838. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Tithing is used to help members of the church. Tithing and other offerings are used to help buy food and clothes for the needy.
The Lord expects each of us to pay a full tithing. We give our tithing to the bishop.
See you next week!